Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA3. Joined now by Norwalk boys head coach Aaron Pelzer following the Warriors' 66-46 loss Friday night here in Pella. And coach, that's two games this week. We just couldn't get out of the gate in either one. Fell behind quickly at home against Ames. And same story tonight, down 11-2, 15-5, and just never really got it going until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We've got to find a way to start games a little bit better. Offense, it's usually an offensive thing for us early in games, trying to get into the flow of things. And that's on me. I've got to do a better job of finding ways to get us to be a little more efficient early in games. I thought we had some good shots. We just didn't make them. And I thought that was kind of the case all night. I know we started the second half on a nice little – I thought we had four great offensive possessions, got four great shots, and only scored once. And against a good team, that's hard. It kind of puts you in holes. I can't ever fault the effort of these guys. They play their tails off, and I think right up there until the end, we won the second half. So, you know, there's some positives to build on, and we talked about how there shouldn't be any doubt we're still a good basketball team. We just have hit a little rough patch here, which a lot of teams do during the season.
And a lot of credit to Pella as well. You know, the first time you played them, it was their first game of the year on limited practices. You really forced a lot of turnovers in that game. They took better care of the ball tonight in their length, obviously. You were shooting a lot of threes, but when you did get it inside, it seemed like you had to fade away on a lot of shots.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've kind of battled with all year, is we just aren't blessed with a really big team, and most teams we play are bigger than us. And some of those inside looks, like some of them we've got to make. And others I thought maybe we took that were a little contested, that we might have had a kick to an open look. But it's just such a fine line in the game of basketball. You kind of talk to the guys about what you think good basketball is, and you work on it and you teach it, and then you got to trust them that they're going to do it. And I thought in the second half we did a great job of making sure we got good looks. We weren't just shooting crazy threes. We got good threes. And you know what? We kind of found a rhythm with that, and we still have to find ways to put pressure on the rim, though.
Yeah, a lot of drive and kick. Tillman Papkin knocked one down there, and Tim Korselman, your senior, ended up hitting four of them on the night, three in that second half. Good to see Tim light it up a little bit.
Yeah, Tim. Tim's a really good shooter. He's been a little flat with his shot at times this year, and that hasn't led. But, man, when he shoots it with arch and confidence, he makes a lot of them.
And Tillman had 5 points tonight and continues to show a lot of hustle out there on defense. You know, he was maybe not 100% to start the year physically. How have you seen him come on here now?
Tillman is a really skilled basketball player, and I love how hard he plays. I love how hard he fights. And it's nice to have him as another option out there. Obviously, he brings some things to our team that help us, and we'll continue to find ways to get him on the floor.
So as you look ahead now to next week, you're going to be home for a couple of games. You got Pella Christian coming in, a team you got the first time around, and then Indianola, a team you would have liked to got the first time around. You just had a tough offensive night. Opportunity there for a couple more Little Hawkeye Conference wins. How are you handling the weekend and then heading into next week with those two games?
We're going to probably try to stay away from each other a little bit this weekend. We got a bunch of sickness stuff going around, and we'll get together and shoot a little bit on Sunday night if the guys want to, and we'll come in on Monday and get ready for Pella Christian.
All right, that's Norwalk boys coach Aaron Pelzer. Anything else to add about tonight or the season?
Nope. Thanks, Mike.